A Little Less Conversation, A Little More Action. Written by Aria Larendiere and read by Litra. A Supernatural, Castiel Dean, Gabriel Samfic. And Part 8 of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Shop verse. Summary. What happened to Dean and Castiel after Sam and Gabriel left the room in the Christmas special?
Gabe making pie? Dean asked, watching Cass walk towards him, his movements slow and deliberate. He licked his lips.
Apple and cherry.
Then fuck yes, we are coming, Dean said, stepping closer to Castiel. His lips curled at the implication of his words, and he watched Cass's pupils dilate. He smirked, watching as Cass nodded to Sam as the two of them left. Castiel raised an eyebrow at Dean.
A suggestive statement, Dean.
Dean shook his head and fought down a shiver as Cass stepped closer.
A statement of fact.
Castiel licked his lips.
Oh?
He stopped inches away from Dean, staring straight into his eyes.
Then I will make you a deal, Dean,
Castiel said, watching Dean's pupils dilate until there was only a small ring of green present.
You pin me, you fuck me. I pin you, I do what I want.
He watched Dean's chest stop moving for a moment, his breath caught in his throat.
But don't worry, I won't fuck you dry.
Castiel turned and walked a few steps away from Dean, his hips swaying back and forth before he turned and assumed another stance.
Deal. Gloves are off, Dean. Pin me, if you can.
His mouth went dry and he stared at Cass, wondering what the hell he was supposed to do. He was caught off guard when Cass flew into motion, his arms and legs a blur. Dean stumbled back and fell to the mat, scrambling back to his feet to find Cass staring at him with the same intensity as before.
Giving up already, Dean?
Castiel's lips curled in a slow smirk. He inhaled slowly and let his eyes trail up Dean's body.
Perhaps you might have more luck if you removed your shirt as well.
Dean smirked and stripped his shirt off, throwing it to the side. The way Cass was staring at him.
Fuck! He felt devoured already. Not given up by a long shot.
Castiel let his eyes trail over Dean's torso, the smooth shifting of muscles as he inhaled and exhaled.
Excellent.
He circled Dean and watched every movement.
Ready?
Dean wiped his mouth off and turned to face Cass. He wasn't going to be caught off guard again.
Yeah.
This time, when the whirlwind of motion came at him, he was ready for it. He blocked the first two punches from Cass and caught a kick coming at his left side. Another punch glanced off of his shoulder as he ducked inside Cass's guard and forced him off balance. The fight tilted in his favor. Dean managed to knock Cass to the ground twice, but each time Cass rolled to his feet and brushed off the hits like they had been nothing.
Tired, Dean?
Cass stared at Dean and licked his lips. The sight of Cass, eyes still dark and hot, sent a shiver up Dean's spine. For the first time, he thought about throwing the fight, about letting Cass pin him just to see what would happen.
Nope, fresh as a daisy.
He watched Cass tilt his head and chuckled. Reference, right. Cass was always bad with those. Had told him so ages ago.
Then perhaps instead of defending, you might find me worth attacking.
Castiel raised an eyebrow and bounced on the balls of his feet.
Much as you've mocked me for my technique, I do pay attention, Cass,
Dean said, licking his lips and watching another rivulet of sweat trail down Cass's chest.
You're at your best on defense.
Castiel dropped his arms by his sides and narrowed his eyes at Dean.
You think so?
Your fights with Sam and I say so.
Dean shrugged and stared at Cass. He watched the muscles in his arms ripple and shift. He licked his lips. Fucking hell! Cass was ridiculous. He felt a shiver run up his spine when Cass continued to stare at him.
Hmm, Castiel hummed. Perhaps. Unlikely, though.
He rolled his shoulders and stalked towards Dean. Dean was tense and ready for anything Castiel was about to throw at him, whether it was to launch into a flurry of movement or an attempt to get him to the ground. He was not ready for Castiel to grab him by the shoulders and yank him down into a kiss. In a moment, Castiel swept Dean's legs out from under him and pinned him to the mat, his hips rocking forward to give a slow grind against Dean's thigh.
I win, Dean.
Fucking shit, Cass. That's cheating. You're not gonna walk up to somebody else and kiss them, Dean growled. Castiel gave a chuckle low in his throat.
No, Dean. I will only do that with you. I believe that you would get jealous if I utilized this method with others.
Damn right I would, Dean snarled, pulling Cass down into another kiss. Castiel reached up and pinned Dean's wrists to the mat beneath him.
No, I win. I pinned you. You demanded I use underhanded tactics, and I have.
He leaned down and kissed the pulse point in Dean's neck, watching him shudder again. Dean swore and shuddered.
Do you have anything remotely resembling lewd with you?
His hips rocked up, almost against his will. Castiel shook his head and bit down on the spot where Dean's neck met his collarbone. He sucked hard and made a pleased sound as a bruise started to form.
I still know what I will do to you.
He rocked forward, a wet spot already staining the front of his pants.
What's that?
He wasn't curious. He wasn't, damn it, but fucking hell!
When Cass got all growly like that, how was he supposed to resist?
Castiel shifted so he could pin both of Dean's wrists with one hand.
I thought about fucking your mouth. Those pretty lips of yours.
He trailed one finger over Dean's lower lip and watched Dean shudder again.
Then I thought of you fucking my thighs. So close to what you want, but not enough.
Cass!
Dean swore and shuddered again, his body starting to shake. Fucking hell! Cass was going to make him come just like this! Castiel leaned closer to whisper in Dean's ear.
I considered fucking your thighs.
He rocked against Dean again, watching as the man beneath him arched.
I imagined us rutting together, your hand wrapped around us as we moved as one.
Fuck, Cass, please!
Dean bucked his hips up, desperate for more friction. But Cass was sitting in the perfect spot to keep him from getting any additional friction.
Then I understood what I truly wanted, Dean. I want to see you. Just like this. A sheen of sweat on your golden skin. Your muscles warm and pliant. Bruises from a good fight starting to form.
Castiel was close enough that he teased his tongue along the shell of Dean's ear.
I want to watch you, hard and desperate for me, begging for my touch as I make you come, just like this, my voice leading the way.
Dean would be embarrassed about the whine that escaped from his throat later. It was loud and desperate, and fuck, he was so hard, so close, and Cass had barely even fucking touched him.
Cass, fucking hell, touch me! Fuck, touch me!
Castiel gave a short chuckle.
Could you come like this for me, Dean? The barest hint of friction. Aching and desperate for me to do anything to you.
He trailed his free hand up Dean's chest, then gave a prompt scratch down Dean's breastbone.
I'm certain you could.
His lips curled into a smirk as Dean moaned loudly. He teased his fingers around a nipple, watching it harden under the faintest touch.
Tell me how you want to come, Dean. How you want me to claim you.
Dean spread his legs wide, gasping as Cass's entire body sank against him.
You just want you, Cass. That's all I want. Need you.
You have me, Dean. All of me. Tell me how you want to come.
Castiel ordered, shifting his legs so he had Dean's entire body pinned once again. He strained against Cass's hold, growling,
"Fuck, Cass! Touch me!"
Castiel licked his lips. Dean was delicious like this, begging for a touch, begging for something, for anything that he could give. He could see Dean's erection straining his sweatpants, a wet spot now having formed at the tip.
"No, I shall touch you with my words, order you to come."
Dean bucked again, but he managed to hold him down.
"Yes, I like that idea."
He leaned in close.
"Beautiful." Castiel breathed and took a slow breath. "Imagine me kissing along your neck, Dean. I would not be gentle. I would bite and suck. I would leave marks to show the world that you belong to me. You are mine."
He bit down on the soft skin beneath Dean's ear and watched as a hoarse shout escaped him.
"You have a body worthy of worshipping, Dean. Your life is written across every inch of you. A scar here, a burn there. I want to learn them, to learn you. Every piece of you."
Castiel pulled back to stare at Dean, stroking his thumb across his cheek and over small freckles. Another loud moan escaped his lover, and Castiel licked his lips.
"I'd leave your cock for last, Dean. You would be like you are now, desperate, hard, craving a touch, a lick, a suck. You want, don't you, Dean?"
"Cass, yes, please, fuck! I'm so close!"
Dean whined. He bucked his hips up, his sweatpants enough friction to be maddening, but not enough to throw him over the edge. Later, he'd be embarrassed by how easy this was for Cass, but fuck, not right now. Castiel breathed in, looking down the length of Dean again, before back to green eyes. Eyes that had captivated him from the start.
"Tell me what you want me to do, Dean. Then I will let you come."
Dean swallowed and rocked his hips up, trying to entice Cass into touching him.
"Want you to fucking touch me!"
Castiel smiled and let his free hand curl over Dean's hip, shifting backwards to cup Dean's ass and squeeze. He watched Dean gasp and rock up again.
"And how do you want me to touch you, Dean?"
"I don't fucking care, just touch! Oh!"
Dean arched off the mat as Cass's fingers were suddenly pressed against his entrance, his whole body shuddering hard.
"Cass!"
He disliked the restriction of the pants Dean was still wearing, but for now it suited his teasing perfectly. Castiel rubbed again, just enough to torment, as he looked up at Dean.
"Do you want me to touch you here, Dean? Let my finger slip into you while I watch you come without being touched."
"Not through my pants, I don't!"
Dean growled. He huffed out a laugh as Cass yanked the pants off of him in a quick movement. Then those long fingers were back. He growled.
"Fucking hell, Cass!"
"Quiet now, Dean," Castiel ordered.
He hummed and slid his fingers slowly over the pucker, watching as Dean's body shook, his thighs trembling.
"Would you let me take you, just like this? One finger, two, then all of me?"
Dean tried to suck in a breath of air.
"I've seen you naked. Three fingers."
He whined when Cass pressed a little harder, the tip of his finger sinking into him.
"Fuck, Cass, please! Please!"
Castiel smiled down at Dean and pressed a kiss to his collarbone.
"You are so beautiful like this, Dean. Will you come for me like this? Imagining me inside you? Claiming you as mine and mine alone?"
He wanted to protest, fight back his orgasm, and bring Cass over with him. But when Cass gave a firm touch to his perineum, Dean covered his mouth to hold back the scream. His orgasm was a tidal wave of pleasure as he sank back to the mat, trembling.
Fucking hell, Cass.
Castiel stared at Dean, at the picture he made, golden skin glistening with sweat and cum, cheeks flushed, and he wanted. Oh, he wanted.
I would suggest that we leave the building now, Dean.
He leaned forward again, turning his head to whisper in Dean's ear.
I would like to make you scream properly in the safety of my apartment.
His dick twitched with interest, and Dean glared at Cass.
I need to be able to sit tomorrow.
Castiel raised an eyebrow.
Do you? I believe that is incorrect. You will be spending tomorrow in my bed.
Dean groaned. Fucking hell.